Alliance Regulation 327, Section Besh. Written by Yubsi and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars Rebels fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Kanan / Hera. Tagged, why is Kanan alive? Because shut up, that's why. Why is Ezra around? Because it's funnier. Also because I had to go AU if I wanted Catlas. Kanan Jarrus lives. I thought about rank in the Rebel Alliance for this. I hope you're happy. Wedding planning. Ghost crew our family. And Callus loves lists. Summary. Alliance regulations dictate that a captain can officiate a wedding, and the first mate can officiate a wedding if the captain is getting married, and the second mate can officiate a wedding if the captain and the first mate are marrying each other. Now the ghost crew really want to know who the second mate is. Author's notes. I saw a Tumblr post, and one thing led to another. Nothing good could come of Sabine diving into the regulation handbook. Alliance policies were a lot looser than the Empire's, but it was safe to assume that if Sabine was reading the rulebook, she was looking for an exception. Were you arguing with Draven again? Hera asked. It was a pretty safe bet anytime a member of her crew was irritated, herself included. Maybe. Sabine didn't lift her eyes from the datapad. Do you know what section deals with maximum quantities of explosives? It's never come up. That might be because only someone who knew Sabine would think to make up a rule for that. At any rate, it seemed like it would take a while, so Hera sat down to give her feet a break from the extra weight. Until now, it seems. Sabine scrolled back and forth several times. Wait, that means... You found it. Hera was surprised at the speed, but it sounded like Sabine was more surprised at the rule. No, but I found a different one. Did you know that the captain of a ship can officiate a wedding? That wasn't even an Alliance regulation. It was so old that no one remembered why it existed. Yes, that's a human tradition. From Corellia, I think. It didn't come up often, but there could be a need for it at some point. Kanan was preparing a noodle dish that lured the rest of the crew into the common area. The smell drifting in from the galley advertised that they'd gotten a new spice shipment in. And the first mate can do it if the captain is the one getting married. Jedi composure was not developed for this situation, but Kanan did an impressive job of keeping a straight face as he brought dinner over. Well, that makes sense. And the second mate can officiate if the captain and first mate are marrying each other, Sabine finished with a grin. It does not say that. Hera held out her hand for the datapad. She knew most Alliance protocols in detail, but she'd never bothered looking at the nitty-gritty of who could officiate a wedding. Surely they didn't expect that incredibly specific scenario to come up often enough to write a regulation for it. Why would I make this up? Sabine handed it over with a very real passage still highlighted on screen. So, just let me know, and I can officiate the wedding. What wedding is that? Zeb took a generous serving of noodles. No one's, Hera tried to say, but Sabine plowed ahead. Kanan and Hera's. Regulations say the second officer can officiate it. Carabas, that would be me. I've been on the ship longer than you. Sabine shrugged. Yeah, but you can't be the second officer if you're not an officer. Kanan's first officer, and he doesn't even have a rank. Callus held up a hand. Actually, Kanan is technically a colonel. I'm what? Callus shrugged. It's been like that since before I was on base, but my understanding is one of the admins got tired of writing custom security clearance for you all the time and just started automatically designating you a rank below whatever Hera is. Kanan nearly choked on his water. I never agreed to that. It's worked so far. Chopper squawked. Hera had just wanted to eat supper to feed herself and her growing child. She still wasn't sure how they got here. Why are we having this conversation? Because it's important, Sabine said, mostly the part where I outrank Zeb. And I'm captain of the Lasan Honor Guard, Zeb growled. Yeah, but you're a sergeant in the Rebel Alliance. This is why we don't have a second officer. She and Kanan were a team. The rest of the family was exhausting. I could do it, Ezra offered. Sabine shook her head. There is no way you're second mate. No, but as a Jedi, I'm a member of the clergy. Zeb slurped up his noodles. You're a Padawan. That's not the same as being ordained, right, Kanan? I don't think Jedi authority to perform a wedding is really recognized now, anyway. Hera elbowed him in the ribs. That was not really the point here. Ezra reached for the datapad. I bet the rebellion does. Hera pinched the bridge of her nose. I don't remember saying we were getting married. I was surprised to find out you aren't already, Kallus said. Hera turned to face him. What? If I hadn't otherwise seen your files, I'd still think you're married. I thought it was a mistake when I saw the records. Kanan quickly refilled her water before she noticed it was empty. Why would you think that? The endearments, the half-silent conversations. Kallus started counting on his fingers. You anticipate each other constantly. You always make decisions together. No one was arguing Kanan isn't second in command. That one hardly seemed fair. Except maybe Chopper. Kallus was apparently on a roll. You act like you belong in each other's space. No one questions who makes medical decisions. Why did you ask him that, love? Hera sank into her seat as she realized she'd just demonstrated an item from the list. How long is this list? 20 items, give or take. Okay, we get the point. Kanan wrapped an arm around her shoulders. Let's be considerate of Hera's blood pressure. For all that Hera didn't want people creating too much of a fuss about her pregnancy, she also really didn't want to hear the rest of the list. At any rate, I would be happy to perform the ceremony and ensure all the data work is in order. Rex shook his head. Kallus, we like you and all, but a year ago, you were an Imperial. I was a battalion commander, though. That must count, too. Kanan made another choking noise. Do we really want to get into whose past is less appropriate to perform this ceremony? Maybe we shouldn't choke Kanan to death. Ezra didn't actually stop eating to make his wise suggestion. Kanan sighed. Once again, as Hera said, we aren't getting married. We're already considered married on Ryloth. The data work doesn't matter. The Kalikori was physical proof that they were a family for anyone who couldn't figure it out from the fact that they were expecting a child. We still need to know who's second officer, though. Usually, when Sabine was this excited about something, it involved explosions. Why does it even matter? The way they were all acting about the question wasn't exactly making a strong case for trusting anyone with that responsibility. It just does. Kallus, if the files say Kanan's a colonel, they must say who's second officer. There's no one listed. That's because we don't have a second officer, Kanan said. The rest of you all have equal say on the ship. Which was obviously not the same amount that she and Kanan did, but equivalent all the same. Chopper gave a burst from his electroprod as a not-so-subtle demonstration of why he had authority, even if it wasn't official. Chopper, Hera said firmly. The whole crew was exhausting, and she was this close to invoking her blood pressure herself. Okay, but what if something happened to both of you? Who would be in charge of the ghost then? Zeb asked. If something happens to both of us, the ghost probably still isn't functioning. It was a rather impressive dodge from Kanan. Skill that indicated nothing was going to happen to both of them for this question to be relevant. Okay, but say Hera manages to get the ghost on the ground because she's the best, but you're both temporarily incapacitated. Who's in charge then? Hera sighed. They really weren't getting out of this. If Kanan and I are both incapacitated, but the ghost is somehow still operational, you go find Wedge. Hera retreated to the cockpit for some peace and quiet, trusting Kanan to join her. She continued to idly browse through regulations, looking for the next giant family argument in the making. They'd made it this long without an official second officer, but it seemed the crew was now taking an interest in the nitty-gritty of administration and chain of command. Predicting what they'd latch onto was probably a fool's errand, but she could prepare a few counter-arguments. So far, what she was finding only prompted a sigh. We probably should file the data work. Kanan leaned over to kiss her cheek. Don't get too poetic with your marriage proposal. Raising an eyebrow at a blind man was a futile gesture, but it made her feel better. You know whether or not we marry by human standards has no bearing on whether I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I know, That only makes your sudden change of heart more confusing. Hera's hand drifted to her prominent midsection. It's because of the baby. Okay, but I thought that was why we did the Kalikori, because we're the parents now. If anything happens to me before the war is over, the baby would be entitled to my pension. Optimistic enough to plan for winning the war, practical enough to acknowledge that didn't mean she was going to survive to see it. As his other parent, you'd be the administrator, but if we file the data work, you'd have direct access to it. Are we seriously planning for me to be your widower before we properly discuss me being your husband? Hera squeezed his hand. You're already my husband in every way that matters, and you know it. This is completely for administrative purposes. From the sound of it, we're lucky Callus and his data pusher friends haven't just classified us as spouses. I'm just picturing that update. Technical Colonel Jarrus is General Syndulla's technical spouse. At least this way, we know it's there. I really want you to read my file for me. If I'm a colonel, I must have clearance for a version that has all sorts of things Callus doesn't know about. Unless he's made another list predicting what's in there. The worst part was that everything on the list was accurate, even if they'd never formalized it on human terms. Okay, so we are going to very romantically file data work. Are you actually planning to have Wedge officiate? Hera shook her head. I really don't want to explain that one. I'm sure Callus has already updated the files, but I'm hoping we just never need to address it. Well, as the senior Jedi available to consult, I say Ezra doesn't yet count as a member of the clergy. And asking any of them gets us back to the entire dinner argument. If she had to play the stress is bad for the baby card, it probably wouldn't work because this was still less stressful than the war. But Bail should be able to help us without it turning into a huge production. Kanan pressed his forehead to hers. How did we reach the point where the Viceroy of Alderaan is our best option for keeping things simple? Well, it started on a planet called Gorse, where a man named Okadiah was right about several things, including you being a tolerable houseguest. Kanan kissed her before she could remind him of any of the large number of things they had both been wrong about at the time. What else do we need to get legally married? Hera glanced back to make sure the cockpit door was closed before setting down the datapad to read the highlighted passage aloud. Kanan shook his head. We need two witnesses and have six assorted beings in the galley that will all want the job. I'm not explaining to Chopper that droids aren't eligible. He wasn't even wrong. He'd been with the crew longer than any of the organics. And if you're not, I'd like to live. That figured pretty prominently into the plan, all things considered. And she couldn't even argue Chopper wouldn't try it. I'd prefer that too. Whoever we ask, we'd never hear the end of it from the others. She hadn't realized how invested the crew was in the wedding she hadn't been planning on having when she woke up this morning. So, what are we going to do? Does the Force have any brilliant ideas? She was well aware that wasn't how the Force worked, but on the other hand, she was pretty sure it was largely to blame for her current condition, so it would only be polite for it to help resolve their dilemma. I'll get back to you on that one. Members of the Rebel Alliance were not expected to follow orders unquestioningly. That was more the Empire's area. But the fact that they didn't require it often made it easier to agree to mysterious requests. Wedge trusted General Syndulla, and if she was being vague about the unspecified mission, there was a good reason for it. Hobby, on the other hand, liked to take advantage of the more open policies. Are you sure I'm the one you should be asking if Dr. Teska's only just cleared me for active duty again? Hera's laugh wasn't a sound most pilots associated with secret missions. First of all, Dr. Teska is always overly cautious, so if she's cleared you, you're ready for anything. Second of all, yes, you are absolutely who we want for this. It shouldn't take long, Kanan said, which was interesting for anything that involved a Jedi and Wedge's limited experience. Where's the rest of the crew? Jedi business would need Ezra, and Rebellion business went best with the full complement. On the Ghost, Hera said firmly. Wedge expected her to lead them toward the flight deck. That was, after all, what one traditionally asked pilots to do. His skills on other mission types were limited, but she was taking them to a part of the base he knew more on rumor than experience. Something to do with high command, and thus way above his pay grade. As much as anyone in the Rebellion had a pay grade. Hera knocked on the door and was greeted by an equally befuddled Bail Organa. Is something wrong? There was an awkward pause until Hobby said, I'd like to know what's happening too. Hera sighed and pointed to Wedge and Hobby in turn. Witness one, witness two. Please just legally marry us so we don't have to hear the rest of Kallus's list. The end. Podfickers note. This was Podficked for the Voice Team 2024 Round 3 Challenge by Five, in which I misread High Five for the Brain Art Challenge to just pod so many bisexual things. And when I think bisexual OTP, I always think Kanan and Hera, because I'm convinced they're both bi and also deeply in love. And also, I'm very bi for both of them. Yep, that's it. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed.